89 PBR on mobile.
WB9YPA, you happen to be around, Mike? Hear me now, Bob.
KE9BBB. N9OKA, KE9BBB.
W8AOR, 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 this is KI9NG. Oh boy, yeah, we're a little far away from the W9LY, you probably can't get in there. You just passed me, if that was you coming back. I passed you, you passed me, then I passed you, I'm in a big truck, and I'm on All-Star, so I'll continue to monitor the frequency here, and if you make it in there, and you will by the time you get to the state line, if you're going that way, but yeah, that'll be fun. I saw the ATOS or the screwdriver there, and, Couldn't help it. KI9NG, standing by. Oh, hopefully you can hear me. That way this isn't a one-way transmission. But, yeah, I honked at you as you went by because I thought it was going to be Tony. Tony, KA8UGB. But it wasn't. It was W8AOR. And I don't think I've had the pleasure. But, yeah. Anyway, KI9NG, monitoring. KI9NG, listening. Oh, somebody almost made it in there. Heard some clicking. KI9NG, mobile. New Buffalo. KA8UGB. KA8UGB. KA8UGB, KI9NG. You by the radio there, Tony?
Here I am. You called, I answered. KA8UGB, portable.
Hey, do you know Whiskey 8 Alpha Oscar Romeo?
Can't find familiar. Golly, I should know that call. Hang on a second here. Whiskey 8 Alpha Romeo Oscar, you said?
Alpha Oscar Romeo. Name is Scott. And his last name is similar to my call sign.
I know who he is. I don't know him, but he's a pretty active guy.
Okay, well, we just, I passed him, and then he slowed down, or he passed me, and then I passed him, and then I lost him. He's got either a screwdriver or an ACOS, some tunable coil HF antenna on his vehicle, and he's got his call sign on his license plate, and he was going west. I don't know if he got off or not. QRZ says he's from Muskegon. But, I just wondered. But I honked at him because I saw the screwdriver or ATOS and I on an SUV. I assumed it was you. But then, then I saw his plate.
Yeah, he's a camping kind of guy, I think. So I can't remember. It's just been a long time. But I probably, if I look him up, I'd probably find him in my log. Because I used to drive up through there more often. Of course, now this year, I've put on very, very few miles compared to the last couple of years.
Well, I suppose that's good news. Yeah. Yeah, just pulling in the yard here. And it kind of feels like a late day for me. I guess it is, really. But, yeah, anyway, that's all I wanted. But, hey, I have a plan for the Zygu X6100. It does not support CTCSS tone. And I don't know if I told you this, but the M9IAA repeater, 6-meter repeater, is potentially back on the air. Potentially it has issues. Potentially it's fully functional. I have been trying to key it up with 100 watts on my random wire, and I'm about 5 miles away from the repeater as the crow flies, and I'm only getting it to key up like once every 4 keys. So, out of desperation, I'd key, say my call sign, key again, say my call sign again, and I noticed that about once every four times it would key up. And then if I would key up again while the repeater was open, it would stay open, right? So then I'd key and unkey, and it would be open still. And then I'd key and unkey, and it'd still be open, right? You know, the squelch tail or whatever you want to call it after the repeater unkeys the courtesy silence. Anyway, KI9NG.
Yeah, you and I talked about that a little bit, and, you know, not all of those SDR radios have all those extra features that they put in, you know, the Kenwood Yaesu ICOM kind of rig. And depending on how you're getting into it, there are solutions. There are software solutions that can be done. One of the things that I hadn't looked into much, though, is, you know, so those are SDRs, but apparently, you know, they have their own stuff, internal software, but I always wondered if, and I'm still looking to see, you know, like, you know, is there anyone who's making or looking to make radios like that, like they do with the Hermes? But, and I don't know if the Hermes, I'm going to ask my buddy that has a Hermes, he's been running Hermes for a long time, to say, hey, does it have PL tones in the software? I'm thinking it probably does.
Hi, Bill.
Oh, that sounds like Randy. That's weird, because you should have a hard time getting into the LY from over there. But okay, my solution, the Zygu shows up as a sound card, and well, it's an audio device. It's a Linux machine. So I should be able to generate the tone and mix it with the audio, with a script, with simple little script. And Claude and I from the AI, Claude, we're working on it. And I think I might have a proof of concept here pretty soon. The first attempt, I'm just going to generate the tone and transmit just the tone and see if it opens the repeater. But, yeah, you're right. I've been looking, and I asked Claude to look for me, and there is no solution for CTCSS tone at the moment.
I just let the mic let it rest there for a moment just in case somebody else wanted to get in there. Any of your fans wanted to give you a greeting. Hey, actually, in regard to Linux and all that stuff, so I've got a couple of netbook PCs. Anyone in your group of friends or influence that they could use a netbook PC? One's a Dell and one's a Toshiba. They're both in really nice shape, got good battery life. Maybe I should get with you and maybe put Linux on it and see if I can make use of it. But I don't want to just even go to the recycle bin.
You know, it's funny. KD9VBR, VBE, VBE, Victor Bravo Echo, voltage based emitter. He was just asking me if I had a laptop for him, and I have one, but the charge circuit, the charge port is wonky, and he didn't like it. So I'll send it over to him because I'm pretty sure that was him in there. KD9VBE, KI9NG with KA8UGB. Go ahead, Randy.
That was me that tried to jump in there, Bill.
Oh, that sounds like Tim. I'm interested to know how you're getting into this repeater system there, Tim.
No, it's Mike, South Bend Mike, WB9YTA.
Oh, okay, roger that. Yeah, yeah, and I have and Tony would be interested in this too. I drew up a circuit for an SA818 module, a CM108B audio interface chip, and a Raspberry Pi 02W, and I need assistance going from circuit diagram to PCB layout. I'm using KiCad, and I'm having issues with footprints and that. But, yeah, anyway, whoever takes it there, go ahead.
Well, hi, Mike. This is Tony in New Buffalo. I'm going to walk out of my office and go get in the vehicle. I'll have the radio turned on there. So, Bill, in case I disappear, we don't talk again, but I think we will. If you've got somebody that needs a machine, I think we can help them out. I'll be back momentarily as soon as I get in the car. KMEUTV Portable.
Yeah, Bill, if you could, okay, very good. All right, that sounds good. I didn't want to interrupt the QSO. I just wanted to let you know that when you sent that email to me with that attachment, I never saw an attachment there.
Roger. I got the email saying that it didn't work for you. And then I thought I had sent it again. I'm going to look in my sent here. I did try to send it a second time. Did you get the second attempt on the 15th? Did that one fail as well?
Okay, I'm going to look. Let me get to my PSD. My PSD workstation. We have no Windows workstations here.
Okay, copy that. Yeah. I've got some paperwork to do, so I will be here in the truck for a little bit while longer. A little bit of while. So I'll stand by, and KI9NG, standing by.
Okey-dokey. WB9YPA.
Your mom. W9YPA, W9, your mom.
Hey, Larry. Hi there, W9AMR. This is WB9YPA.
Good evening, Mike. I don't know what's going on. I don't want to interrupt the search or key, so I heard you in there. So I'm going to say good afternoon to you, sir.
Well, good afternoon to you, too. Good to hear you on. And, very good. Yeah, we've got a QSO in here. There's a guy from New Buffalo and somebody in La Porte area. And, they had a QSO going. And then I jumped into it just to get some info from KI9NG, who is in the group.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. That's the regularly scheduled program.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Well, nice to meet you there, sir. You got Bill here, Bravo India Lima Lima, KI9NG. Yeah, I'm currently parked in Michigan City here, and just working on some trucker paperwork, unfortunately. I don't like it, but I'll stand by for a little bit, and Mike, when you have an answer for me, let me know, and if it didn't come through, I'll send it again. So I'll leave you guys to it, and you guys have a good one. KI9NG, on the side.
Okay, Bill, very good. I know you don't have a lot of time there, but I will give you, I'll call you back to let you know if I receive that attachment. WB9YPA, I'm on the site.
Hey, everybody. Good evening.
Well, I got time to say hi to Brian. Hi, Brian. And, yeah, we'll just, boy, I am a mess here. Okay. It's good to hear from you, sir. And, yeah, I got to get back to work with this stupid paperwork, and we'll catch you later. KI9NG.
I'm Bill. Just wanted to say hi. I haven't talked to you in a while, so wanted to say hi. And I'm YOU. And hi, Mikey.
Hi, Brian. Are you over in Elkhart?
No, I'm on barbecue, but I'm close.
Okay, you're pretty spotty in there.
I had a feeling. I'm going to switch.
Yeah, you must be on you're on 2 meter site. Okay. All right. Yeah, Bill, I did not receive the attachment. It says I have included a screenshot of a circuit diagram I made for interfacing the 108B, and no screenshot shows up. And then there was one other one. Let's see, you sent one on the 14th. I did not receive one from the date of the 15th.
Okay, copy that. I will try again. And yeah, hopefully, yeah. So I don't think any individual is going to be able to really help me with KiCad. I think I'm just going to have to learn more about how to link the symbols to the footprints. So that's my issue. And that's, I didn't put a whole lot of time into it and need to. I'm going to have to spend a few hours doing a little more research. But yeah, definitely like to see what you think of the signal path there on the audio side, and whether any improvements you think I could make to the schematic. But I will give that a shot right now. So if you're looking for it and you don't see it by the end of the night, I don't know. And I'll try to include my phone number, too. I will include my phone number in an email. I'll send that first. And then if you don't see the file, then we'll figure something else out. Maybe I can link you to my Google Drive if you have a Google account. Not sure if that's a thing or not. I guess I could also just put it up on my network accessible storage device and post the link to my webpage. So that could work too. Anyway, we will definitely figure something out, because I certainly would like your input there, Mike.
Well, I appreciate that. The unfortunate thing about KiCad is that I cannot import my KiCad files into it. I wanted to import my schematics into KiCad, and so I could start using KiCad, because I'm using the Jada for schematic, for drawing my schematics, and then that works with PCB, and so I'd like to be able to, I use PCB for creating all my circuit board designs.
KI9NG. So I'm not familiar with that, but I don't know if there's any way to convert. You haven't been able to find a way to convert it, but I would suggest asking one of these AI agents to research and see if there might if they might know a way to convert your schematics over. But yeah, I can't offer you any advice on that. This is my first time even messing with KiCad, and it was a pretty long endeavor just to draw up a schematic, and and I haven't figured anything else past that. So, all right. I'm going to clear off of here, Mike. Email will be on its way in just a few moments, and we'll see you later. 7-3 for now. WB9YPA-KI9NG.
KI9NG, this is WB9YPA. Thank you, Bill. And, I will, if you bump me another email stuff, I'd like to have a look at it and see what you're doing there. That sounds very interesting. That's the kind of stuff I thrive on. Projects and stuff, and it's pretty cool to see what other people are doing. And and just in case you want to laugh, get a good giggle, you can download my schematics off of my website, for the repeater controller and that kind of stuff. I know you had to run. 73 WB9YPA is clear and listening.
Mike, it might help if I remember what repeater I was on when you guys were talking, and I heard him clear out, but good to hear you on this repeater. See you later, KA8UGB. Thanks for your help.
No, it didn't help. What I did was I interfered or intervened or something. I think you said your name is Tony, right?
Yes, sir. That's affirmative. Affirmative. Well, I was glad to have the conversation with Bill, because I'm trying to do some winter cleaning before spring gets here. I don't want to have any cleanup. And I've got a couple of nice netbook computers. Maybe I'll be able to get one working so I can use it for digital stuff and things like that. And then maybe the other one can be gifted to somebody else who can do digital stuff.
Sure, older laptops, there's nothing wrong with, this idea where every time you upgrade to a new Windows version, Microsoft Windows version, you need to go out and buy a new computer. I'll bet the landfills are just full of perfectly good computers, or that what were good computers. And, I think it's disgusting. I refuse to use Microsoft products when there's already such, there's already great open source and third-party software out there that works great running under either Linux or one of the BSD operating systems. So, yeah, I think it's just ludicrous. I won't support the... I won't support the Gates Foundation. back over to, unfortunately, Sunlo had to run. So back over to you, Tony.
Well, I'm with you. Of course, I do use Windows for other stuff, but The one the CBI had, boy, that was a nice running machine, but it was just as Windows 7 was getting started, and I still ran XP, and it runs great. It ran great. And so, like you, I just can't see tossing them aside. Except I've got a couple of Dells, but back in those days, I paid a good amount of money for those machines, so that's part of the reason that I don't like just throwing them aside. So hopefully that we can get them repurposed and get some good use out of them. Well, Mike, I'm going to step away as well. I'm at the house now, and got to go visit with the bride for a bit. And we're going to be going out to dinner with my grandson and his girlfriend, who's coming all the way down from Kalamazoo. So that's going to be fun. But, hey, good to hear you, and I'm sure we'll talk again. W9YPR, what is it? Was it YPR? Wait a minute, that's not right. K-A-U-G-B. Give me your call sign so I can write it down.
Yeah, if I need to write yours down, too, I don't always remember it. And we've talked before. K-A-8-U-G-B. This is Whiskey Bravo 9 Yankee Papa Alpha WB9YPA. They used to call me the Young Polish Amateur, but they can't do that anymore. I'm just way over the hill for that, so... There you go, Tony. Okay.
All right, Mike. I wrote it down here, so I'll probably remember it now, although I did recognize it when you signed in. See you later. K-A-H-U-G with a B. 73.
73.
Hi, I'm by Tony, and I owe you.
See you later.
Now you're in there crystal clear, Brian, but you're probably, yeah, okay. Where were you at? You were coming back from work?
I was on Barbie and Fellows.
Yeah, okay, yep. All right, yeah, out on the 2-meter site, you were pretty spotty there, and you were kind of dropping in and out.
Well, normally it's not too bad, normally, but, propagation, all that crap, you know how that is.
I do. Changes most every day from one day to the next, so, yep, there you go. So, very good. And then we had Larry in there earlier, W9AMR, WB9YPA, if you're still in there, Larry. I don't know. Maybe he's turned the radio off there. So, okay, Brian, very good. And sounds like you're home now.
Yeah, just walked in the door.
Very good. All right. Hey, that battery is really holding up very well, by the way. After I gave it a good charge, it's working real good. That APS plastic and the, they 3D print those battery cases, and they're kind of fragile, and they're a little piece broke off of it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Well, that's the way it works sometimes. I didn't drop it either. But, oh well, I was looking for I was trying to get the thing off the radio, and in so doing, there's a little piece broke off of the bottom, which it doesn't hamper the operation of the battery or the way it holds onto the radio. But they talk about this a little charging light you're supposed to be able to see, and there's not a single light anywhere that I find on the battery.
Wow, that's strange.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's fully charged, and in the documentation online, when you go to their website, it talks about two lights. There's a red one and a blue one. I don't see any lights anywhere, and I pulled the back off of the back of the radio, and sure enough, there's no indicator lamps.
AC9HO.
Kurt, go ahead.
Is that one of those WA0Z batteries, I think it is?
Yes.
Yeah, when you plug in, excuse me, I'm losing my voice today, but when you plug in the USB-C, it's inside the battery. You can only see it just looking right past the plug. But unfortunately, I got to jump out real quick. I'm getting ready to head in the car wash. I got to take my antenna off. AC9HO.
Well, thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it. Okay, very good. Yep, I'll let you run. I know you got to do that. So, all right, very cool. Back to you, Brian.
Yeah, hi, I'm by Kurt. Well, hey, at least we know now. There's a light in there.
The fortunate part about it is when I plug the plug in, the rubber part of the plug covers up the opening. Uh-oh, I got to grab a call, WB9YPA.
All righty, and 9YOU.
AC9HO back in the mobile.
That wasn't too long. How you doing, Kurt? And on YOU.
Well, not too bad. Not too long getting through the car wash, and then you got to get out back out on the road. That's the hard part.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, what was that? Your the internet hiccuped on you.
I was just saying, that's a good point.
Yeah, I don't know if you know where the car wash is at, but it's on Pine Lake Ave here in LaPorte, and man, oh man, that is a busy road around this time, actually, pretty much all the time.
Yeah, I ain't gonna worry about that.
I want to jump in case I missed Mike altogether, which I heard him say he had a phone call, but yeah, I got one of those batteries. Man, they're great batteries. They last a long time. Bad part is it's as big as the radio that you put it in, depending on which radio you put it on, but like on the FT5 or the FT3, it's just as big as a radio. It's like having two radios in your hand, but I can go almost 2 weeks on one charge, And yeah, when you plug in the USB-C, it does not tell you when the battery's getting low, and you know, you got your indicator on the radio, that's about all you got. But when you plug it in, it will turn red, and then just ever so slightly in between the cracks there, you'll see, when you look inside the USB-C area, you'll see a little blue light, and it's hard to see. And the funny thing is, only certain chargers will charge those batteries. I think there's a note in the instructions noting that. I can't remember what chargers don't. I currently use my work computer charges via USB-C, so I have an extra charger at home. And that's what I use to charge all my USB-C stuff, and it just so happens to charge that battery too.
Alrighty. Yeah, Mike's got the Kenwood TH-74. And so I don't know what he's using to charge it, but man, he's having fun with it. Yeah, because I saw that on a YouTube video, Jason 2.0. And so I just sent it to Mike, and so here. Because he's been looking for some bigger battery. So here you go.
Oh, yeah. And that's by far a bigger battery. 5,000, I think. 5,000 milliamp hours. So, yeah, it should help with that D74, no problem. I do know that's one of the biggest issues with those Kenwoods is, of course, almost any digital radio. The only radio I've heard good things about for battery life is the ICOM 50, not the 52, but the 50. Everything else just sucks the batteries dry, including both the Azus, the FT3, and the FT5. Well, go all the way back to the FT1. I mean, the FT1 was probably the best on battery, and then the rest just went downhill after that.
Oh, yeah, even in the FT70. Great HD, but that's the main complaint. The battery doesn't last long.
Yep, that's my complaint with all the Azu radios, and it happened when they went to digital. And they can, you can say it's, well, it's all they, that they can do, the APRS and all that. No. You turn all that stuff off, and you're lucky to get a full day out of that radio. And, you know, and I look at my BTEC radio, Chinese radio, with, of course, it's not digital, but with the APRS running all day, I get 2 or 3 days out of that, you know, with the APRS beaconing every 10 minutes or so, 30 minutes. I think I have it set for 30 minutes on smart beaconing, so it will beacon when you're moving, and then when you're not moving, it's every 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad. No, you're right, though. Those are going to be great. Yeah, it's all analog, but still, those batteries last a long time.
Yeah, and that's that VTEC or the VGC, same radio, different, I think it's a different company, but that's like the D74, D75 equivalent, Chinese equivalent. It does almost everything that the D74 and D75 do, including KISS TNC. But the APRS for messaging is not as good. Probably the APRS as a whole is not as good, but you're about a quarter of the price.
Yeah, that is so true right there. Yeah, those radios, those Kenwoods, they're great radios and that, but they're just, yeah, arm and a leg.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to have one, but haven't wanted to come off that money yet. And the one that bugs me the most about price is actually the, like I said earlier, the ICOM 50. That's like their low-end radio, low-end HD. Does not have APRS, has what's called, I think, GPRS or something like that, or DPRS, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a different kind of beaconing, and I think it's only over the D-Star service. And so technically it doesn't have APRS. It is dual band. It is 5 watts. And that's about it. And does D-Star. And it's still $500 today. It's been out for years. And then the ID52, if you want a color screen and not even USB-C charging for their standard one, that's still like $650 or something like that for that radio. And then if you want the one that has USB-C now, which I think is, I can't remember what they call it, the ID52A or 52 Pro or something like that, that's another $50, I think it is, like $700. I'm like, geez, old Pete, that's getting a little crazy. At least the FT5 now, used to be a $500 radio, is down to, you can find them for $360, $350 almost all day long now.
KF9WW.
Go right on ahead, N9YOU.
Hi, Kurt. I'm sorry, I don't know the other gentleman's name, but I was hearing you talk about the batteries. I was going to just comment the affirmative on the FT70. It does not last very long at all.
Yeah, the other station's Brian in 9YOU. Yeah, I know, and it's a good radio, too. That's the bad part. And, well, they're all really good radios, I think. It's just that battery makes it to where I don't want to carry it, you know. And unless I, like at the Ham Fest or something, you know, and I'm only going to use it while I'm there. But if I want to monitor all day or just keep it going all day, that's not the radio I'll pick, but which is a shame. Because you do lose out on that digital capability, but until they figure something out, I don't know how much life they have left. I think that's why they've come down in price so much, because of the battery life. That's the biggest complaint about those radios, all the Yaesu radios, actually, all the Yaesu HTs, I should say. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm happy with it because I could program it and go to software, and that was one in its favor. And it's not that size that, you know, makes it difficult to put in your pocket or whatever. And but I picked up another one, a rat tail, just for kicks and giggles, and the battery on the back of this one is almost as thick as the case on the front. Plus, it's got the USB-C charging port on the bottom of the battery, and it allows you to charge while you're using it, and that's nice. But it's like grabbing the bottom of a baseball bat. It's that big around. It's a hefty little radio, but I've yet to figure out how to program it.
Yeah, some of those Chinese radios are very, very hard to program. And I think a rat tail, I think that is a Chinese radio. Now, the BTEC that I got is pretty easy to program. I know Baofeng used to be hard, but I heard that new Mini they came out with is actually very easy to program from the face of the radio. So, but, yeah. And Yaesu, those are pretty easy to program, too. I have no complaints there. Go ahead, Brian. AC9HO Mobile.
Yeah, 9YOU. Yeah, I, the Baofengs, I just use Chirp. Because I don't feel like dealing with those. But all the others, heck, I just program from the face. I kind of can with Yaesu, ADI, Olinko. Oh, golly, too many of them. But yeah, it's just those and just the Chinese radios in general. Heck, I've even got a Quashang, and that battery don't last that long either. I just have it on in the house, just on a couple of repeaters. And it might last a day or two, but that's it. Where I have some others that, you know, have them on, they'll last for days.
Let me see if I have it here. Okay. Yeah, but you won't get that out of a Yaesu. If you have it on listening all day, come bedtime, if it isn't dead, it's really, really close, and I just have this anxiety of having a dead battery and actually need the radio. I can imagine if I had an electric car, the anxiety for me would be extreme because I'd always want a full battery. Of course, it's not as extreme with gas. I don't know. Batteries are just different because you never know what could cause them to drain more for some reason. I know what it caused my truck to drain more gas or use more gas. And it's my right foot, so I can kind of control that, I guess. But go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, you could always do like we used to do, unscrew the gas cap and shake it a little bit, see if you can't splash a little bit into the intake. But, yeah, I don't know if I would be happy with the battery car yet either. I don't think I'm going to worry about it. I'll keep driving my truck till it quits. But, yeah, I'm finally getting a few radios, and I swore to myself that I would never buy one of those Chinese ones that I couldn't pronounce, and now I have about two or three of them, not to mention all the Baofengs that I picked up for like $12 a piece when running their little specials, so and for what they are, they're all right. But I suppose if I was counting on them to save my life, I would opt for the better ones.
Go ahead, Brian.
Oh yeah, I'm the same way. Like with my 70. I usually have that. I've got that hooked up to an outside antenna in the living room. I'll have it on. And I've got the DC power cord to it, and that's going into sometimes a 15 ampere hour battery or a 50 ampere hour battery. Just depends which one I want to plug them into, but yeah, I just have that on, and that way I don't have to run down the HD batteries. Go ahead, Kirk.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do with my ICOM 705. I got it connected to, I think it's a 12 amp hour bi-anode battery, and I use it as kind of like a makeshift base station for a recliner station, we'll call that. No, I agree, Mike, with the bow things. They're not necessarily the radio I'll rely on, but it is, if it is the only radio I have, I think it would work. And I try not to say too much bad about them, because they've come a long way, and they are better. I heard that Mini is really good for, especially for programming from the face. And I'm one, if I can't program it from the face, I'm just going to throw it in the garbage. I know you can do it from a computer real, real easy, and I will do that, but I have to know how to do it from the face, because I won't throw it in the garbage, I'll give it to somebody, but I like to program from the face just in case, if I don't have a computer, some sort of emergency, or just out and about, and somebody says, hey, let's talk on Simplex, because we're in the same vicinity, you know, and, okay, no problem, I can do that, so... That's just me, though. Not for everybody. But I do use Chirp for the bow things. I don't think I have any bow things right now. I had one, and it quit working on me, and it did end up in the garbage. So I think the only Chinese radio I have is a TYT, a couple TYTs, and that B-Tech, which I really like. I really like that B-Tech. It's a little chunky, kind of like the one you were talking about, Mike, but it's a good radio, submersible. You know, so it's waterproof and everything. That's the one I rely on the most, I think. I carry it every day.
KS9WW. A TYT. I have the one, the MD380. That was the first digital that I had that I programmed when Lake County had all their flurry of changeovers on UHF, and I was able to get that code plug for that area and get it programmed in. For what it was, it worked out okay, and I think I told you I had a friend of mine that was in this apartment with me that kind of got the bug after we talked about it a lot, and he moved to New Mexico, and he ended up getting that MD 9600 TYT, and when he passed, I bought his entire station, all this stuff, and I've yet to get that one programmed, because I'm still trying to figure color codes. And, my brain power and the brain cells kind of diminished with all the medical issues, so... It's sitting there looking pretty on the wall, but it's not it's not programmed yet. But I wanted to have something from the main digital modes. And the only ones that I've got really working are the system fusion. So, and I've got my... HRI 200 sitting there waiting, and I told you the other day I had just enough to get me a new digital radio for that, and having to spend money on my truck because the navigation stuff went awry, so now I'm saving pennies again to get another digital radio for that endeavor, and then I'll have my own little set up for, you'll probably get 20 questions every day, so you best not be on a frequency that I can access, Kirk, because I'm going to be lost just setting that up because I want to have a local area digital only set up for System Fusion that should be able to work with that. But that's the plan anyway. I figure I got all winter to make that work. And, anyway, go ahead.
Brian, this might be my last go-around. I'm actually sitting in front of the garage right now. AC 9 Angel, go ahead, Brian.
All right, Kurt, yeah, that's fine, yeah, because I got to get going and get some other things going. But yeah, I got the ND380 also, and I haven't used that thing in years. Because around here, people were griping about, you know, it was ridiculous, so I just put it up. But I do have a Icon 51, ID51, and golly, I got that. I bought that off a guy on QR. I can't even talk. QTH. There we go. Now, golly, it came with three batteries, DC cord, DHT, the original antenna. Golly, and I think maybe one more thing. But yeah, it was. It was cheap. I think it was like $200 for all that stuff he wanted. So he wasn't using it anymore. So I was like, yeah, might as well since, you know, I've got a G-Star repeater for right now. But it's not hooked up to the internet. But dang, I needed one. And I was, somebody let me borrow theirs because they've got no use for it right now. So it's like, well, they wanted me to use it. So it's getting used.
Hey, before you go, Kurt, where are you staying for Hamvention, KI9NG? Oh, Hamvention, I've thought about it. That's as far as I got. I haven't planned anything at all. Back to you.
Oh, I thought I heard you say you were going on one of the nets. Maybe I must be confused with somebody else. Well, yeah, anyhow, it's good to hear you. I got all my paperwork done, and I'm driving home, and I heard you were clearing off of there, so I wanted to ask that before. Hey, do you think I should hop in there and turn that timeout timer up a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's set for 3 minutes, and it doesn't actually cut out. It cuts out for like a split second. Of course, you know, with somebody coming through 220, I'm not sure how long that does cut out, actually, because I think he was about done as soon as it timed out. So, because I know when John's on there, but he's coming through the repeater like I am, it just cuts out for a split second and then comes right back. But I'm not sure what it does on the All-Star side.
On the All-Star side, it will, I believe, cut them off permanently until they unkey. But, yeah, that makes sense on the repeater. It kind of just... maybe just for a split second. It's not, now you got me wondering. But I've been cut off on my side. I turned off my timeout timer, but, I'm running 1 watt, and I don't overheat easy with this Sherry setup thing here. But, anyway, I won't keep you. If you think about it, you know how to do it anyway, too, so. Okay. Back to you, Kurt. KI-90.
Yeah, if anything, I might bump it up to match the repeater. I think the repeater is set at 5 minutes, so I believe the node is set at 3 minutes. So, all right, Bill. Yeah, nice chatting. Sorry it had to cut it so short, but like I said, sitting in front of the garage here. And Mike, feel free to ask me all the questions you want, and we'll definitely set up a time where I can come over and give you a hand setting that up, too, so no problem whatsoever. But he cut it short, fellas, but it's been nice chatting. Thanks for the chat on the ride home here, and I'll hand it over to Mike. I'll do another go-around, you know, for 73s and whatnot. So AC9HO, go ahead, Mike.
KF9WW. Very good. I won't keep you up. Just appreciate the chit chat. It's always fun to learn something new and hear something and meet new people. So thanks again. Go ahead, Brian.
All righty, Kurt, you have a good evening, and we will talk at you later. 9-0-9-Y-O-U.
Yeah, 7-3, Kurt, D-I-9-N-G. And, yeah, it's been a long time since I heard from you there, Brian. Are you planning on going to Hamvention this year?
I doubled with you, but I bet you they heard both of them.
I think doubled probably with Kurt.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Kurt. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. I doubled both of you that time, but I'm thinking when you guys are coming through All-Star, you could probably hear both of us. But anyway, I was just saying 73 and to all three of you. And maybe I'll jump back on when I get in the house, but you just never know what's going to happen when I walk through that door. So, 73, AAC-9-H-O.
Roger that, and yeah, so I'm actually on RF at the moment, so we intermodded like crazy, I'm sure, and that's what Brian heard. So go ahead, Brian, KI-9-H-O.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'd like to, but... just have to see how the finances are.
So, it's $120 for the campsite Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. And we've got myself, KD9BBE, and Jeff from Chicago. And we're going to be there. I think we're allowed, like, six people, but we're only allowed two vehicles. So if you wanted to roll with us, you'd have to ride in one of our vehicles. Or they probably have, like, overflow parking. I know a lot of the campsites have, you know, extra vehicle parking. They have parking, but you just can't park at the campsite with us. Yeah, if you decide that's what you want to do, between the four of us, it would only be $30 a night to camp over there.
Yeah, that's not bad. But yeah, I'll let you know, because normally, the two times I've went, it's just been for the day and then come back. But, I don't know, we'll see. I'll keep it open.
Yeah, not $30 a night. So the total is $120. It would be $30. Each of us would pay $30 for the campsite for the three nights. So, yeah. Let me know. I think you know, you're welcome. And there's this. I've got two great big tents. And yeah, you know it's gonna rain though. It always does. Last year was pretty intense, man. It was for sure the worst storm I've ever weathered in a tent, 100%. And it may have been the worst storm that I'd even seen that year. The tent was blowing around, lightning, thunder. It was ridiculous.
Oh yeah, I've been there before. I've had through a severe storm, and you know, in the cartoons, as you know, the guy's in a tent and he's snoring and he's inhaling, and the tent goes in, and then he exhales, the tent, you know, goes out. Yeah, that's the way it was doing, and a lot of wind, a lot of lightning. It was nice though, got to see the inside of the tent for a while. But in the rain, but oh yeah, it was no big deal. My late fiance, she was kind of freaking out about it, and I just told her, don't worry about it. You see me worried? I ain't worried about it, so don't worry.
Yeah, no, I wasn't too worrisome. The only bad part was we had to disconnect all our radios just to, you know, mitigate the chance of
lightning destroying them. But, we're staying at Cedar Creek State Park. It's about 15 minutes away. And, But, let me know, man, and I will catch you down the coax. Good to hear from you, sir. I haven't heard from Russ for a while. I try to call out on 5-2 periodically, and, they didn't do it today. But I did 2-3 times last week. Haven't heard from them, so let him know that I've been trying to contact him about his extended warranty. Anyway, 7-3, we'll catch you later. N9YOUKI9NG.
All right, Bill, we'll do. He barely gets on VHF anyway, VHF. He's more on HF. And since things have happened, I haven't been on the 3-3 in a while. And so he usually gets on a 3-3, and we'll talk for a little bit. But since I take a coworker home in that, he really doesn't. But no, he's hanging out on HF, and usually I think in the evenings, probably what? Maybe 7-ish your time, somewhere around there. Him and some other guys are on 1906 on 160. They're usually there in the evenings. But we'll talk to you later, Bill. You have a good one. Drive safe, and we'll talk to you later. KI9NG and 9YOU 73.
KE9AV8 mobile KAH UGB Mobile.